Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. The majority of today's teenagers do not look like the next generation of spiritual leaders. But has this kept you from investing in them? No matter your age, God wants you to be a part of training these leaders. Listen to today's podcast to hear how personal investment can make all the difference in a teenager you know.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. I'm Bobby Bosler, and I'm speaking to you today from Dowagiac, Michigan, where we've started off our first week of the summer with the Cola Clash. I've got a team of four students from Baptist College of Ministry with me here at this point, and our goal is to reach young people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's just been a thrill to see what God has done here this week. We were able to talk to over 300 young people, and we had, I believe, on Wednesday night, over 60. Last night, right around 60 came to hear the gospel. And we praise the Lord so far. 14 have trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior. It's just a privilege to see the power of the gospel at work in hearts. Now here, sitting with me, I have the pastor of the church here, Pastor Stacy Wilder. And as I was preaching to the folks of his church on Tuesday night, challenging them to get involved, he shared a bit of his testimony. And as I heard his testimony about how he came to Jesus and what the Lord did in his life after that, I thought this would be something that would be a blessing to you all here at the Generation. So, Pastor, thank you so much for joining us here on the podcast this week. I wonder if you could just take a minute or so and share how you came to Jesus Christ.
Sure. One of the privileges I have as a pastor is I have the privilege of pastoring the church that invested in my life at 13 when I came to know Christ as my Savior. I started visiting, and my Sunday school teacher was going through the Romans Road, and it was interesting. I always tell him he sent me to hell through the scriptures of the Romans Road. And then I would come up during Sunday morning service, and Pastor Vic Ray would show me how to come to know Christ as Savior. Did that for 3 weeks. Mr. Elsie taught me how I was going to hell through Romans, and Pastor Vic Ray taught me how to go to heaven through the scriptures during his Sunday morning service. And 3 weeks later, after that first visit, I trusted Christ as my Savior. And it wasn't long after that, a man by the name of Robert Elsie, who at the age, at that time, was 53, and a 13-year-old, I thought he was ancient. I am now 50, and I see how he invested my life in so many ways. One of the things that he did when I first came to know Christ as Savior, he said there's three key things, is prayer, Bible reading, and church attendance. And he didn't just tell me that. They started a Bible study not too long after I came to know Christ as Savior, and on every Monday night for a year or more, Mr. Elsie, who was a full-time farmer, he and another man who worked with him would come in on Monday nights and teach a bunch of new Christians, a bunch of teenagers, and they gave them the scriptures, a new converts book, and I still have that book. I actually go through that book with people today, and they showed that how you can know for sure that you know Christ as your Savior, what about church attendance, what about Bible reading, what about prayer, and they just spent and invested time in the life of a young person, and it really made all the difference in my life.
Amen. You know, we reach lots of young people all the time, and our heartbeat is that those young people would be taught from the Scripture, and maybe you're listening, and maybe you've gotten saved at the Cola Clash or the War or War of Special Forces or something completely disconnected to that. I would challenge you, get involved with somebody who's going to teach you the Bible. Now, Pastor Wilder, obviously, you're a pastor now.
Yes.
And at the time when you got saved, you were not.
Yes.
You were a lost, probably slightly rambunctious teenager, and there were probably some decisions that took place between then when you got saved and now. Could you maybe share just a little bit with how God worked in your heart and brought you to where you are today as a pastor?
One of the things that our church did, which I believe is vital, is they gave what they called prayer parents to each teenager. And lo and behold, the Lord arranged it just by happenstance, but really by His calling. Mr. Elsie became my first prayer parent. And although, and I can remember when he first got that, oh man, he's old, it won't be any fun. But man, he taught me a lot of things It was just whether or not it was going over his house on a Sunday night for popcorn with the other kids. He invested in me. And it was through some of those things, but oftentimes through cards that his wife would send, Stacy, just want you to know we're praying for you. And when I went off to college, regularly, they'd say, Stacy, I want you to know we're praying for you. But I didn't realize it. But while I was at college, I'd get these letters. I didn't know who they were from. They were anonymous. And just the time I needed it to stay in school, the funds, those funds would be there. And after my 4 years of college, I got a letter from Mr. and Mrs. Elsie. And it was all the thank you cards that I got over the years. And I come to find out it was they who were sending that money to help me stay in college.
Wow.
So not only did they pray for me daily, sent me encouraging cards, they invested in my life. And it made a huge impact in my life. And when they called and asked me to come and be their youth pastor, one of the first things I asked is, well, what does Mr. Elsie think? And he said, I would like you to be our youth pastor. Now he calls me pastor. And a great encouragement, a great privilege.
Well, that's wonderful. Praise the Lord. You know, I think there's something in here, not only for the teenagers, but maybe you're listening and you're a college student, maybe you're a parent, maybe you're just a layperson in the church. But you know, as people get saved in your church, you might not think that your personal investment makes a difference, but there's somebody I'm sitting across from right now who knows that it makes a huge difference. So I would challenge you, don't just look at the teenager and think, oh, they're scary, I don't want to spend time with them. Look at that teenager and recognize God has a plan for that young person. God wants to use that person. And if you invest in them and spend time with them, God very well could change their lives. God could call them into the ministry, and God could use them to be a blessing to you in the future. Well, this has been stirring. Thank you so much, Pastor, for taking some time and sharing your testimony with us here today. I trust that you'll be blessed listening here to The Generation Podcast. Thank you so much for listening and joining us here this week. Remember, The Generation is about living a life of total surrender and total dependence to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.